Our reading for today is from the book of Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 23 to 40. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. But when it was day, the magistrates sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. And do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. So they went out of the prison and visited Lydia. And when they had seen the brothers, they encouraged them and departed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kevin Theoden, Berea Lutheran Church, Richfield, Minnesota.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. We have often heard, maybe especially from children, the statement that life's not fair. And far too often they're right. Oftentimes we can look around in the world and we see injustice, wars, missile strikes. We could just count on and on and on about all the places where life's not fair. And in our lives, we say the same thing. We're treated wrongly, harshly, without care. We feel isolated, separate, all by ourselves. And in Acts chapter 16, we find two men there that could have easily sympathized with that sentiment. Paul and Silas find themselves in the midst of their missionary journey, an all too regular place for them, persecuted. And in this case, beaten and in jail. They could have pouted. They could have talked about the unfairness of it all. "We were just going about, and we set a girl free from a demon. We were just telling people about this joy that we have over what Christ has done for us. And look what happened to us." They could have easily thrown a pity party like we throw far too often. They could have looked at the situation and said, "Where are you, God? What's happening?" Instead, they took the time and focused on what Christ had done. They took the time and focused instead on the unfairness that Christ took from them. As they find themselves beaten and in jail, they're praying. Not in a pity sense, "Lord, why is this happening?" But they're praying in a joyful manner, knowing that the unfairness was given to Christ and all of our sins were taken upon him on the cross. They're singing hymns to God in prison, hymns of knowing what Jesus did for them, that the unfairness of what Christ had done was given to them as a gift, a cleansing, pure gift. They're listened to by the other prisoners, who notice there's something different about these men. Even with all of what's going on, they have a joy and a peace. The prisoners are almost looking at one another. What's going on with these guys? They got something we don't. In essence, Paul and Silas are witnessing and sharing their faith by singing, by praising, by just thanking the Lord for the unfairness given to Christ that they're now given an opportunity to be a part of. And then God opens a door. Literally speaking, an earthquake knocks the jail door open, but also figuratively, as the jailer is right there, comes right over, and they could have done anything to run out of there. Instead, looking up to their Lord, they didn't look at the unfairness for them, but they looked at the unfairness if this man had not heard the gospel. So they share the gospel with him, with his whole household, and he and his family are all baptized, knowing their Lord, knowing their Savior, and getting that strength is what we pray for. First, that the Lord will open our eyes to the doors that he opens for us, but that he will also give us the strength to walk through those doors as he opens it to share the faith, to be a part of our Lord and our Savior now and always. Life is not fair, and thanks be to God for that, because Christ took the total unfairness of all of our sin upon him, and by that, we are saved. Praise God, it is not fair. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kevin Theoden for today's meditation on God's Word.